Welcome back, everybody. Bob Marley might sing about one love, but what this MAGA budget reconciliation and tax plan bill is just love for the really, 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 really rich people. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. Want to give a shout out to one of our regular listeners and texters, Kurt out of Madison. He's got a great app suggestion for everybody. It is called, I want to be sure I get the app name right. Here it is. Five Calls. That is the app name. It will help you contact your congresspeople in a very short amount of time. It is called Five Calls. Thank you, Kurt, from Madison. Love you, man. Appreciate that. We're talking about the fact that the MAGA budget reconciliation bill and tax plan will make middle-class families poorer, sicker, less safe. Fewer people will be able to access health insurance. More kids will go hungry. More families won't be able to afford houses. And it's going to do all this to what? Oh, I know, get rid of the deficit. No, it'll increase the deficit $5.3 trillion. It's a conservative estimate. It's right there. The calculation of that is in the House Ways and Means budget analysis. And at the same time, it is cutting emergency food assistance and Medicaid in historic, never seen before proportions. It will give the largest tax cut in American history, both in absolute dollars and percentage, to the wealthiest, wealthiest, wealthiest people. And just a reminder, after World War II, the top marginal income tax rate was 91%. 91. Nine times. 91%. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Let's go to the phones. We've got a newish caller. This is Luann Bird. Hi, Luann. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Well, Maggie, I went to D.C. a couple of... hold on a second here. Let me turn off this noise. I went a couple of weeks ago to learn about this fair share and what they were doing with the budget reconciliation bill. And then I was like, how is this happening, right?
Yes, it's shocking.
And then I figured out they're lowering the top tier. Well, then I got to meet with my representative Stiles' aide to ask what is going on here. And the theory is if they give more money to the rich, they can invest in innovation and in, you know, they can create more jobs and all.
Did you ask them to show you any economic analysis that proves that trickle down works? Because it doesn't. Wealth trickles up, and it has only ever trickled up. I don't care if you look at any of the Republican administrations that lowered tax rates for the wealthiest and the mega corporations. It never has resulted in higher average wages. And here's, Luann, thanks so much for the call. We got a couple other people coming on. Here's one of the statistics that I want to give you all, because this is the whole shooting match right here. This one is so important. From 1948 to 1974, worker productivity in this country went up 97%. Over that same period of time, average hourly wages went up 91%. Yes, that makes sense, right? Like, they move together. Productivity and wages go up. If you're being more productive, your wages should go up because you're making your business owners that you work for more wealthy. Yes, that is the social contract, ladies and gentlemen. But from 1974 to 2014, worker productivity still skyrocketing, up 91%. Wages only went up 9.2%. So to my dear friend Luann and everybody out there, when you hear from a conservative that it's fine if mega corporations and the rich get richer and richer and richer, that's totally fine because it trickles down. You tell them that, and to explain that, you tell them this. From 1965, the CEO to worker pay ratio was 20 to 1. In 2022, it was 344 to 1. In 1980, when you died every dollar above $650,000 was taxed at 65%. Today, you only get that increase rate once you have $27 million. Million, $650,000 to $27 million. And oh, by the way, the estate tax rate went from 65% in 1980 to today's 40% rate. Everything that has been done with our tax system over the last 40 years is crushing the middle class. We're not seeing returns and increased wage growth, faster reduction in wealth or income inequality. It just keeps getting worse and worse. Cindy from Appleton, hello this afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Maggie. As I'm driving home, I still drive past several signs that say God for a change. So with bless your dear heart, but you are basically preaching to the choir because the people that support the felon are so morally brainwashed into believing everything he's doing is going to help them in the long run. I don't know how we're ever going to get around this. And like I said the other day, people are still going to support him, whether they're homeless, standing in the street, starving to death. He's still going to have their support.
I don't. So the true MAGA diehard, Cindy. Yep. There's no, like, that's kind of the definition of a cult. Like, no information gets through. But I continue to believe that there are a lot of people of good faith. They do not have this information. Start with the $51 trillion. Ask them if that reflects their value. If we are a country that says we want people to work, we value work. Work is dignity. There's dignity. Then ask them why the frickin' federal minimum wage is still $7.25. If you're willing to work 40, 50, 60, whatever the number of hours in a week that we all agree on is the fair number of hours to work, and somebody's willing to work that, then you ask them, why then is the minimum wage at that number of hours only generating $15,000, $18,000, $20,000 worth of annual income, which is then taxed like you wouldn't believe when you include sales tax? Why is that? If we believe that work is the pathway to dignity and you take all those things that Republicans say that they value and you ask them to stack it up on the data, they can't do it. And I think these are the sorts of conversations, meeting the conservative voter, meeting the MAGA voter where they are. And I don't mean the cult members, you're never getting through to them. But the people who say, yeah, I'll operate in good faith. Yeah, I'll look at some data. From 1976 to 2020, the top 1% of income earners in this country saw their earnings, their income increase over 200%. Okay? From 1976 to 2020. In other words, what they're making went up 200%. From 1976 to 2020, over that same period of time, the bottom 90, all of us, our income went up 29%. That's the income inequality. There's no way a conservative of good faith, in my opinion, can confront these statistics and go, that's just fine. It doesn't work. Trickle down, show me where it did. Because I can go to the Wharton School of Economics at Penn. I can go to Yale, Stanford, Harvard. I can look at even analyses from the American Enterprise Institute. No one can prove. There's no study anywhere that shows that wealth, by allowing the rich to get richer and taxing them less and less and less and placing more and more and more of the burden of funding government on the poorest and working families, that any of that has actually returned and trickled down. No, over the last 50 years, income and wealth inequality is worse. The middle class and the poorest among us pay more on a relative percent basis than do the rich among us to fund government, more than they did 50 years ago. These are the realities. $51 trillion from the bottom 90% to the top 1%. From 1981 to 2021, over a span of 40 years. This tax bill households in the top 5% will receive over 45% of the benefits of this tax and budget reconciliation bill. They just repeat, top 5% gets nearly 50% of the benefit. I mean, holy cow. If I expand that to the top 20%, the top 20% of income earners will take down 71% of the benefit of this tax plan. The top 10%, they'll take home over 56% of the benefit. So pick a stat to remember. Top 5%, they get 45% of the benefit. Top 10%, they get 56% of the benefit. Top 20%, they get 71% of the benefit. You catching a theme here? I mean, I can splice and dice this data for days. The Yale Budget Lab says if Congress makes what's in this House package permanent, we'll actually see GDP go down. We'll see real wages go down. Oh, yeah, and the deficits explode. From 1976 to 2020, the portion of our total income in this country going to the top 10% went from less than 30% to well over 50%. Tell me which way you want me to cut up the data and I'll give you the stats. We spend more per capita than any other developed country for healthcare, and yet our outcomes are worse. We're considering creating a shadow public school system by funding religious education, which will further segregate and further hurt students in rural school districts and students with special needs. It will create an even greater educational divide. We have the lowest estate tax rate our country has ever seen. Tell me why this is working. It's simply not. It is deeply immoral. Not my word. That's Republican Senator Josh Hawley. It is immoral. I don't believe these are our shared values. I don't believe this represents what the vast majority of us want. And Cindy from Appleton, I hear you, sister, that we're not going to be able to reach the diehard MAGAs. I know that. You know that. But there's that slice of people out there. Start them with the $51 trillion. Everybody start wearing buttons around that just says $51 trillion. When somebody asks you, what the hell is that? You say, oh, that's the amount of money that the top 1% has stolen from the middle class since 1981. Oh, well, that's a conversation starter. We're going to continue this great discussion when we come back. 855-752-4842. Gizmo's up next. Mark's up next. And your thoughts and comments. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.